Hello, my name is Brian Novoshelsky, and I'm an associate editor with Drug Topics. Today I'm joined by Joseph DePiro, professor at the Virginia Commonwealth University School of Pharmacy. Welcome and thank you so much for joining me today.
Hey Brian, it's a pleasure to be talking with you today.
Today we're going to be discussing the American Society of Health System Pharmacists 2025 Pharmacy Forecast, an annual report released in the American Journal of Health System Pharmacy. DePiro was one of the contributing editors of the Forecast 13th edition, released late in December of 2024. To start, can you briefly describe what exactly the Pharmacy Forecast is and why it was created?
Sure. Yeah, this began about 13 years ago under the leadership of Bill Zellmer at ASHP, and with a prime purpose of being a tool for pharmacy leaders is that they do strategic planning. And so this has been the prime purpose for each of those editions. One of the key parts of the forecast is a survey of pharmacy leaders, but it's a lot more than that. So we begin with a group of advisory committee members. These are people who are experts in various aspects of the pharmacy field and enterprise. And so they help us decide what domains to pursue. And then from this, a survey is constructed that goes out to, as I said, 300 leaders in pharmacy around the country. The other parts of it, then, this survey is given to chapter authors who put together an analysis and interpretation from the survey results and put their spin on it as well. And I guess the final part of it is in each of the chapters are recommendations that are meant for, again, pharmacy leaders. So those are the key components of the forecast.
Awesome. So definitely really focusing in on those authoritative figures within pharmacy, because obviously it's a very lengthy document that's very overarching industry detail. So obviously very important to kind of target those industry leaders. Compared with previous editions of the forecast, how might this year's be different? And what should potential readers be on the lookout for before going into it?
Sure. Yeah, there's some topics that carry over from year to year. An example would be pharmacy workforce or primary care. And while those have been dealt with in past years, they still remain really important, and we expect into the future as well. You know, and then there are topics that emerge, have become more important over time. And a couple of those are artificial intelligence is one that has emerged, and whole person health, as we're beginning to understand how that concept is applied in care. So it's really a mix of topics that are important at the pharmacy enterprise level, as well as those at a more general societal level.
Cool. So moving a little deeper into the ins and outs of what the forecast touches on. So authors of the report's foreword mention how the forecast touches on factors influencing patient care, the health of populations, health systems, and the pharmacy profession. So of these four main factors, is there one that particularly sticks out to you in this year's edition that's might be most important or taking precedent within the report, or are they kind of collectively things that the industry are really trying to target?
Sure. At one level, none of the six topics supersedes any of the others, and it depends on your perspective. However, one area that we're just beginning to understand that will likely have an influence on all of the others is artificial intelligence and how it's applied within pharmacy and within healthcare. Then again, perhaps one other, and that would be pharmacy workforce, which is obviously fundamental for all of these other areas. We can't do much without a good pharmacy staff. So, you know, while they're all important, I think those two have wide-ranging impact over all of the others. And in a way that they're both interconnected with all of the other domains. And I mean, just one example, if we expect, as it's already being applied, AI is already being applied, that people working in pharmacy need to know more about it, need to understand it. We need experts in AI as it's being applied within the pharmacy enterprise.
Awesome. So Delving a little more into pharmacy, how exactly were pharmacists considered when curating the 2025 pharmacy forecast?
I'd say at every stage, it's pharmacists are always front and center on the forecast. And the key question is, what would we do in the forecast that would be of use to pharmacists? So it's not only the pharmacy directors, but all the way down through the system from staff pharmacists, pharmacy technicians, pharmacy students, how they could learn from the forecast and be better prepared for what's coming down the road. So that's an underlying primary objective. And then obviously, each of the key groups is mostly pharmacists, the advisory committee, the survey respondents, the authors, although we do bring in some other outside experts who can help and give some different perspective on some of the domains, typically as authors. So, it's with those thoughts in mind. However, the emphasis obviously is health system. Now, these days, health system pharmacy connects with so many other aspects of pharmacy, how it connects with the pharmaceutical industry and drug supply chain, how it connects with community pharmacy. So it's pretty wide-ranging in its connectivity to pharmacists and pharmacy.
Where do you kind of see health system pharmacy now, and where do you see it going in the future as far as kind of everything that's going on in the industry right now?
That's an interesting question. And try to keep my answer fairly brief. I started in hospital pharmacy 53 years ago, 1971. And so many of the things that we thought were impossible to do, we now see as being routine parts of pharmacy. So it's just a lot of different directions. Obviously, we've come a long way in terms of development of patient-oriented services. That will continue. We'd like to see pharmacists play a larger role in primary care, be it within health systems or in clinics that are related to health systems. Obviously, technology is presenting a greater opportunities by the day, and combine that, with artificial intelligence. So all that is key. Another area that's talked about in the forecast report also is ultra high cost drugs. So trying to manage the cost of medications that now medications and other therapies, talk about cell and gene therapies that could cost $1 million per patient. It's a huge task for pharmacists to be managing all of this within the context of a health system.
Awesome. I think that really kind of covered the overarching kind of details of the forecast. I really appreciate you taking the time today.
Sure, my pleasure.
Thanks so much.